All right. What did the pirate say to his co-pirate? Are you ready?
My God, I hate you so much.
Welcome back to Argue This. Tron is busy, out being a good dad and taking care of his kiddos, so we don't got Tron this week, even though I promised you all he'd be here. But he ain't, because he enjoys sleeping and shit, so whatever. We have my wife here.
And I am?
Gay.
I get my title?
No, like, Tron doesn't have a fucking title. Are you kidding me?
Tron is a co-host. I am a...
A fag?
I am the guest star.
Oh, well, whatever. She wants to, be like, look at me, I'm special because...
I am special.
Because I'm on a podcast as a guest. Until, like...
Guest star.
Until I get to the level in which I can start bringing on other people. And I can. I am at that level where I do have friends that are willing to come do my fucking podcast. That's the problem. Is like when you come up to someone, you approach someone random that's never done a podcast before. Hey, do you want to do my podcast? They're like, I don't know what it is. I don't know. And since it's something unknown to them, they're like, no.
Why are they called podcasts?
Because it was something to do with Apple.
Oh.
Yeah. I used to know like the reason, and it's a very Googleable reason. So if you're like, I wonder why, like, it just fucking Google it. It's a boring fucking story about how like, pods are like something small, and it's like a Apple podcast. I don't know. It's so boring. I forgot what it was. it sucked. But this week, we're going to talk about a few things, probably get into a little bit of the beer thing. The beer thing.
I love the beer thing.
So, but last week I did, hint onto what this episode is. Should pranking people be illegal? Let's just jump right into this. So, should pranking someone... pulling a prank that is not illegal in itself. Sometimes people, pull like a fire alarm and say fire in a theater. That is illegal.
Good.
It's for a reason because people die all the fucking time.
Jesus Christ.
Because they run out into the fucking parking lot and get shot by a dude wearing Joker face paint. Aurora, never forget. If you pull a prank on someone, like I come home and have like a bald cap on and you do not want me to be bald and it's a really good bald cap and I just like leave it on for like a week.
That's perfectly fine.
But you're sitting there crying.
I would not cry. Would I lament? Yes. But would I cry? No.
What about getting a kid a balloon? And, like, going to give him the balloon, then you let go of it last second. You paid for the balloon, but you just wanted to see the kid cry. So, you're at a carnival. Like, the mom's like, I can't afford a balloon. I'm sorry. And so you go out and buy a balloon. Like, here you go, kid. And, last second release it. And be like, and laugh at the kid as he's crying. And it's more enjoyable than any ride you've ever been on.
Do they have balloons that float at festivals?
At carnivals, yes.
Aren't they just like on the sticks?
No, they're on strings. Just clowns that go around with balloons and you can buy them for like a dollar.
But I don't like clowns.
Yeah. That's probably why you don't like politics.
I also don't like politics. Like, I think there just has to be like a line drawn on what is okay and what's not okay. Like, people, like, being like, oh, I'm pregnant for, like, April Fool's Day. Like, I think that's really fucked up. And like, but like on the other hand, like I work at a cat clinic, and so like if we were open on April Fool's Day, because when I answer the phone, I always say meow first, which I know is stupid, but I say meow first, and like on that day, I would say woof. That would be my April Fool's joke.
Yeah, like these fucking fat women are like, woof, you think I'm that fucking fat? You think I'm a fucking dog? It's like, bitch, I can't even see you. And yes, I do think you're fat. Woof.
But see, like, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, like, harmless pranks are usually not that funny. There's usually not that much payoff on them. You know, to where you can fucking lie to someone to such an extent to where they're freaking the fuck out. And, like if I had, like, six people surrounding me with fucking syringes and say we're going to give you, like, a shot, I would have six bodies, you know, dead on the ground.
Yeah, you shouldn't take things too far, because you can take things too far.
See, I love the fucking videos where you see the prank go insanely wrong and the dude gets his ass beat. They're my favorite fucking videos. And they're not, like, from, like, the original dude. His cameraman ran away, but someone is, like, on World Star, like, you know, yo, and fucking, like, you know, cut someone's hair or something like that, and then fucking they beat the shit out of them.
So pranking is kind of like fuck around and find out, but there's levels of finding out.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it's one of your friends, then it's, you know, something different. Like, if I went to Ben's shampoo and put, like, some hair dye in it, and he now has pink hair, fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Now, if I put Nair in there, then I'd get my ass beat. Or he'd come out looking like Heisenberg and be like, time to go brick bad. Make meth. I know you've never seen the fucking show.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I can, like, literally make up things that never happened in the show, and you're like, yeah, of course. And then you, like, go to work and be like, yeah, you see that show Breaking Bad? Do you remember, like, when fucking, you know, Jesse did that, you know, time where he was gay in the show?
I don't talk to my coworkers about TV shows.
Yeah, because you only watch the same ones over and over again.
I know. I like my comfort.
You know,
very,
like,
cozy.
Like Taskmaster.
Yeah, Greg Davies has, like, the second best voice in the entire fucking world.
Who?
Greg, he's the host.
He has a last name?
Yes. What? Everyone has a last name.
No. What? Not everyone.
How does someone not have a last name?
Last names are pretty fucking recent, actually.
Okay, why did you think he had no last name?
Does Cher have a last name? Does Beyonce have a last name? Does Pink have a last name? No.
They all have last names.
Pink? No.
Yes, I'm pretty sure she has a last name. Everyone has last names.
Pink seems like a really nice lady.
I'm sure she's fucking BAMF.
I would love to just, like, have lunch with her. Just and, like, exchange stories. Like, I feel like she'd be, like, a great, like, stand-up comedian. Because she's, like, you know, stepped away from all the music. And she's like, yeah, no, I'm, you know, happy.
So have you seen any of his other stuff, or have you only seen him on Taskmaster?
Yeah, I only seen him on Taskmaster. Okay. I don't watch British bullshit. Oh. I watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
That is
and
prime.
That. And he wasn't on Monty Python. Or he was the rabbit. I don't know.
That I don't know either. But I'm pretty sure he hasn't been on Monty Python.
Yeah, because it was made, like, when he was a baby, and now he has gray hair.
Okay, well, his shit's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't watch British shit. I don't want to laugh that hard and be like, oh, America sucks. America's not that funny. Like the IT crowd. Great shit.
Okay, so you know how, like, we as America are always, like, making fun of, like, the Queen and shit? So in over England, their American version of the Queen is the Obamas.
They make... Obama was, like, you know...
It's fucking hilarious.
He did funny skits with Joe Biden. Like, that's it. As a president, kind of garbage. I'm going to say that right
now.
Name
a president who wasn't garbage.
George Bush. Nixon.
Jimmy
Carter.
I knew you were going to say those names, and yet I'm still disappointed in you. But seriously, what president didn't suck besides, like, Abraham Lincoln? And what's his face, the fourth dude?
Well, I mean, there is one president that didn't suck, and that was Bill Clinton. He got sucked.
Oh, I thought he was vice president. He was president?
He was president
Wait,
of the United
the
States,
fuck?
Yeah.
I thought he was vice president.
That's why it was a fucking thing.
What the fuck?
Monica Lewinsky was sucking top dick.
I've spent my entire life thinking he was the vice president for apparently no reason.
No.
I don't know who I thought he was president. He was vice president, too, but...
No, I don't care who his vice president was.
No one cares who the vice presidents are.
But yeah, no, fucking big old Bill Clinton getting his penis sucked.
Was he the dude who looked like Yule House?
What?
Oh my god, I tried to say a word that's not going to come out of my mouth right, so I cut off.
Yeah, no, he was the one with gray hair and like kind of like slick back and like, hey.
Does he look like the California Gold dude?
He had like kind of like a...
You know what show I'm talking about,
no,
right?
No, no idea.
Oh my god. I know who... Okay, I have a fairly good idea what Bill Clinton looks like.
Yeah, like this.
Okay, that is not who I thought we were talking about.
Yeah. Gray hair, slick back.
Doesn't he look like a vice president?
No, not at all. Looks so fucking presidential.
He's actually not that ugly.
No, he's not. That's why he's getting his dick sucked. Oh, his vice president was Al Gore.
Oh, shit. I actually knew that.
Yeah, and he was succeeded by George H.W., or preceded by George H.W. Bush, who was the president when I was born.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Dude, he was in office from 1993 to 2001. So, yeah, he was...
Wait, so he was president twice?
No, why would he be president twice?
You can only be president for, like, 4 years. Right?
I hope he was president.
Because it says in office from 1991 to, like, 1993 to, like, 2001. Like, that's more than 4 years,
that's
right?
8 years, yeah. Well, okay. I mean...
So he had two servings.
I mean,
is that the right term?
At the same time, like back to back. I want to say Obama was president twice. I'm like, Obama was president for 8 years.
Yeah, he was. And the whole world wept when he stepped down.
No, no one did. No one cried. There's like a fucking.
No. We had one black president and then we went back to old white men. I was so disappointed.
They're the best.
No.
The best. Like President of the United States, like, you know, ugh. Like, look at him, just, you know, he like, it looks like that he always has a sun in his
eyes. Okay, nobody likes Joe Biden. It's just, it's there's levels of hate and like, fuck, it's better than anything else.
Yeah, we had George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison. James Monroe, John Quincy Adams. I like how he had to have his full fucking name, but like, I'm not just John Adams. I'm John Quincy Adams.
I have respect for people who use their first and middle name at the same time. I'm
go
like,
fuck yourself.
No, I think it's cool as fuck.
If you use your middle initial, that's fine. Like, especially if it's like a common name.
Like, once I get like my middle name changed to the name I want it to be, I'll probably start going by both names.
Or
if I'll be so proud of myself.
Or if you, you know, add something like Big J Okerson, you know, it's like, yeah, cool. You know, now people know who I'm fucking talking about. Or Louis J. Gomez.
Exactly. Stand out.
Now the third lead member of Legion of Skanks, Dave Smith, I'm like, you motherfucker, you have the most common name. How dare you?
Damn it, Keith, change your name.
Yeah, William Henry Harrison, go fuck yourself.
Oh, look out for Keith.
Yeah, Grover Cleveland, he was president twice. See, He had a fucking little break.
This is
in
a really weird scale to look at.
I mean, it shouldn't be. It's not that crazy. Just all the way down.
So, like, what are the factors here? Like, this is like a spreadsheet chart. Like, what are the measurements that are going upright?
So, like, this is the parties?
No, go all the way to the other end of the chart. I know what the bottom's measuring, but what is the top? It doesn't show the side.
Why would it?
Because it's a chart. I need to know the ups. I need to know the vertical and the horizontal to make sense of a chart, and it's only showing the horizontal. What is the vertical stats?
This is the order that they are in. First president, last president.
Why is the scale decreasing?
Shouldn't it
increase?
It'll increase the next time we get a president. It'll just, you know, kind of...
It just looks like a depressing scale.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's all going to shit. You look at it, boom. But yeah, this is the red and blue indicate their parties. You know, Donald Trump, red, Republican. George Bush, red, Republican. Barack Obama, Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. Republican, Republican.
Who picked these colors anyway? Is it because they're colors of the flag?
No, red is the color of the blood that the fucking guns kill, and blue is the color of the babies that get aborted.
Oh, that makes sense.
So.
Was Franklin Roosevelt a good president? Were any of them good presidents?
John F. Kennedy was pretty good.
Okay, I did like Dwight D. Eisenhower, though. Like, he had balls. I'm just going to come out like that.
He has some double Ds.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, some of them are pretty fucking good. Was that dude fucking president for, like, 10 years?
Who's the dude was like, I walk soft but carry a big stick? Because he had, like, the parade of, like the fucking Navy after, I think, the First World War?
I'm pretty sure that was probably Nixon. Nixon said a lot of fucking cool shit.
Was he executed or was he just stupid?
Nixon?
Yeah. Wasn't he?
He wasn't stupid.
Okay. I know nothing.
Or it was either him or Reagan. Reagan said a lot of cool shit as well.
I know more about other countries' histories than I do the U.S.
Yeah, because we have boring fucking history. It was, our history is so fucking boring, it's like missionary sex, okay?
Yeah.
And now we have fucking Anheuser-Busch out here fucking upsetting all the rednecks and, you know, causing more people to quit alcohol than AA has done in the last 80 years.
Are they quitting or are they just drinking something else?
What else are they going to drink?
I don't know.
They're going to have to, like, go out into, like, the woods and make their own fucking, you know.
Like, wet beers are not made.
What?
By Coors. Coors makes Bud Light, right?
Oh, I thought you said wet beers are not made by Coors. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? But yeah, I mean, that most beers are just made by Anheuser-Busch. You could have like a fucking, you know, frou-frou beer and get that. But most fucking beers you see in the fucking grocery store, Anheuser-Busch. You know, if you're out here talking like a redneck and be like, hell yeah, NASCAR. Yeah, do you think like people are going to like stop drinking their fucking beer? People are going to forget. I didn't even understand that Bud Light had a spokesperson until they're like, hey, yeah, now it's a trans woman. And people are like, how fucking dare you? And it's like, I didn't think you people were on Twitter at all. Aren't you like too busy fucking your cousin and shooting guns to be on Twitter? You know, go fucking storm the Capitol again or do something. They're like, I was checking in on seeing what was happening with Andrew Tate and my president, Donald Trump, and it was horrible. I seen that Bud Light now has a woman.
Okay, so for some reason, I thought Coors and Bud Light were the same thing. Are they not?
Yeah, probably are. I don't know. I don't drink them. I don't drink beer.
Because you don't drink good beer.
I don't drink beer because it's as good as piss. It'll never get you drunk, okay? If I'm going to drink, I'm going to drink to get drunk. Or I'm not going to drink at all. I'll just drink some water. It's wild that people be like, well, I can't fucking, you know, stand it. I'm going to just drink a beer. It's like, it has no effect on me at all. In fact, I want to get a breathalyzer and see if it has any effect on me and, like, do, like, a whole fucking series. I'll film the entire fucking thing on what beer does to me versus what hard alcohol does to me. And, you know, be like, okay, this is me after one beer. And, like, have a baseline, have a control.
Okay, well, okay, so, like, beer on average is, like, 5 to 7%, whereas hard liquor starts at, like, what, 40%?
My hard liquor starts at harder, but...
I wonder if, like, different alcohols are, like, digested differently.
Probably.
Like, I know it, like, absorbs across the stomach wall, but, like, do different alcohols hit in different ways?
It's like...
Because I can get drunk off one single beer, which is embarrassing.
It's never fucking happened. I don't feel a beer at all.
Like, I'm fucking Irish. I should be able to hold my liquor.
No, they're not able to hold their liquor. They weren't able to hold their country together. That's why they had the potato famine.
I thought that was because the British were, like, being dicks and, like, sowed their, like, farms with salt.
They should just have pre-salted potatoes then.
Well, no, shit can't grow where there's too much salt. Okay, a lot of there's obviously plants that can withstand that kind of salinity. But, like, most plants
literally
can't live where it's salty.
There's plants that grow in the ocean, which is, like...
I am not denying those. I'm saying there's a much larger proportion of plants that cannot exist in that much salt.
Just do them deeper.
That's what she said.
Maybe they're just salty because they, like, lost a war or something. And, like, oh, man. And crying their tears all over their fields as they were fucking losing and being shitty Irish people. And now their fucking fields can't grow. They're like, we can't grow vodka. We can't grow fucking... Yeah, it's like, growing vodka? What are you talking about? Oh, potatoes. We don't eat the potatoes. That's silly. We turn them into vodka. Pretty sure potatoes turn into vodka.
I'm also pretty sure potatoes turn into vodka.
Corn makes whiskey, potatoes make vodka. Something makes some, and the world keeps spinning.
I can't remember the name of the plant. Oh, agave makes tequila.
Tequila, yeah. And agave doesn't make tequila. That's Mexicans. They make tequila.
Does rum come from sugar?
What?
Where does rum come from?
From the rum plant.
Okay, is it not sugar? We should know this. Who went to Bacardi?
Yeah, like, every time I'm on vacation, I'm intoxicated. Like,
it is sugar cane. I'm not stupid.
But they're having a major problem with the fucking fungus that's growing off of the rum, and it's just turning everything black.
Have you ever eaten actual sugar cane? Because it's fucking, it's like eating, like, a rope made of sugar.
Why would the fuck would I do that?
Because it's delicious.
Yeah, no, that seems awful.
It's good. Like, you can, like, just chew on it like you're a fucking cow for, like, as long as you want.
Nah, I'm all good on that. I'll just have granulated sugar, pour it in my mouth, or have, like, cans of whipped cream and pour that in my mouth. That just, it seems like a whole lot better.
Oh my god, whipped cream sounds amazing.
We have whipped cream.
We do?
Yes. It's in the fridge right now.
Oh.
But do you not think I have whipped cream?
No, I thought it was Tron, so I wasn't going to eat it.
These are the rules. If it's in the fridge, it's for everybody.
But it's whipped cream. That shit's expensive.
Tough. I'm pretty sure I bought it, too. He has heart issues. He can't be eating sugar. He has to eat healthy now. I'll eat all the unhealthy shit. That way, when I'm his age, I'll have heart issues. But yeah, I love the fact that, you know, all these rednecks are just like, I can't drink my light beer no more. Oh no, there's a trans woman.
You know, I'm just going to drink more moonshine then?
I'm going to fucking... I feel like I just should go out there and drink Bud Light just ironically now. Like, yeah, Bud Light wants the trans lady on him. Like, I want to support her now. And like, who else makes beer? Like, that's what you originally were looking for.
No, I wanted to know if the company that owns Bud Light makes other lines of beer.
Tons.
Like, that's what I want to know.
So many.
Because, like, I'm pretty sure they don't. I'm pretty sure, like, because, like, the company that owns Bud Light.
Anheuser-Busch product line.
Perfect.
You keep on talking. Motherfucker. Yeah, you can't talk while I'm doing that.
Google told you to go fuck yourself.
Well, you keep on fucking talking while I try and do it. Anheuser.
Here, this is how it's spelled.
Get that out of here.
You're spelling it wrong.
I know I'm spelling it wrong because you won't shut up while I'm trying to fucking ask Google the question. You're just
And yet I have the answer.
Well, then look it up. You're the one asking the look it up. You're the one asking the fucking question. I don't give a shit. I already know the answer.
What is the answer?
Makes Budweiser. Yeah. Bud Light. Yeah, Bud
Light. Okay. So they also make
Stella's.
They don't make Stella.
They make Stella.
According to Wikipedia. So they make...
Wikipedia?
Yeah. Wikipedia is my professor.
Anheuser-Busch product line.
I don't know. Wait. Google's my professor. Wikipedia is my fact checker. Sorry. Those are the actual lines to the song.
Yeah. Go to, like, Anheuser-Busch's website.
They have Shock Top. And Land Shark.
Yeah, they have a bunch of dumb bullshit that I don't fucking drink. No, accessibility menu, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, Bud Light, Kona, your favorite fucking, you know, Hawaiian brew, Michelob Ultra. Oh, what is that? What is that on their website? On their website? Is that a Stella?
It is a Stella. I am wrong.
Is that Stella on their website?
It is Stella on their website.
Oh my God. That's crazy. On AnheuserBusch.com? What?
That's what I get for going to Wikipedia.
That's what you get for going to Wikipedia. Natty Light, Busch Beer, Land Shark, Presidente, Shock Top.
There's a Goose Island brewery. I want that.
A Goose?
I want to go here. I want to go here.
To the where is it?
It's in Chicago.
No.
I thought you wanted to go to Chicago.
I mean, I'll go to Chicago and fucking hit up my friend Jay and be like, yo.
And we can go here.
No. Nah. We'd have to drive.
It's called Goose Island.
We'd have to drive.
I must go.
You can drive. How okay. about that? You drive out there, go find a fucking place.
They have an Irish bitter.
That sounds awful. That sounds the worst.
Okay, beers are supposed to be bitter. If they're not bitter, they're not a fucking beer. They're horse piss.
If I'm going to drink something that's not fucking going to get me drunk, I at least want it to taste good.
They have two IPAs, so one of them will at least taste good to you.
Like the Pucker Up, like the fucking...
Nano 108?
Yeah, what the fuck is that shit called?
Oh, yeah, I got to text the girls about that.
The girls?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
That I'm going to be performing comedy?
I wouldn't text them that.
You can text them that. Tell them to come on out. I'll fucking make fun of cats. I'll make my entire set about how shitty cats are.
We'll all laugh at it.
I'll just beg, hey, y'all, anybody out here have a cat and a bunch of you fucking bitches? I'm like...
Whoever doesn't raise their hand in a crowd like that should be ashamed of themselves.
I'll look out there and beg, man, y'all have fucking stinky fucking houses because your cats fucking shit everywhere and piss on everything. It's like, you know, you spend more money on your fucking cats and you'll be homeless living out there with your cat. Like, your cat, like, burn down your fucking house, essentially. In fact, I'll do that. I'll make my entire fucking set on cats. And it's like, if you ever fucking, you know, find a chick that loves cats, like, all you have to do, you don't have to get her, you know, flowers or anything for the anniversary. Just get her more cat toys. Get her something that her cat would like.
Oh my God, cat toys would be such a perfect gift.
And you know, she'll be like, oh my God, yeah. And she'll just like sit there and play with the cat toy forever.
Oh my God, yes.
It is.
Okay, from now on, you just have to get me cat toys.
For anniversary and birthday presents? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, these dumb bitches, like, they're slaves to cats. They don't even know.
No, everyone who is owned by a cat understands that they are the slave.
That's my cat over there, just fucking doing her own thing, just sitting in the corner, asleep. Moshi, you're the best cat ever because you don't bother me for shit.
Like, literally, 20% of my budget per paycheck goes to the cats.
Yeah, make 20% of your paycheck go to, like, you know, mortgage.
No, there are cats. They deserve a better quality of life than I have.
No.
Yes. It is my duty.
Man, oh, fuck.
What?
Like, one of the podcasts, other podcasts that I'm kind of involved with, they're like 5 episodes like banked up right now. And one of the things that they do on the podcast is have one of the members quick spell a word. And I was going to have him spell Anheuser-Busch. You know, quick spell Anheuser-Busch, and he would have fucking freaked out.
You should do Boeing Ingelheim.
What?
Boeing Ingelheim.
It's not a word.
Yes, it is.
It's a name.
That's the name of the company.
Of Anheuser-Busch?
No, it's the name of the company that I'm quoting.
Yeah, that's a name. We don't do proper nouns. Except for Philadelphia. Or Pennsylvania. Like, that. Yeah. I told him to spell Pennsylvania while he was at Emmaus Theater. Like, spell Pennsylvania.
Yeah, no, here's the name of the company.
Yeah, it's for vaccines. No one fucking knows who fuck that is.
No, they do so much more than just vaccines.
They do vaccines.
No, that's just like the quickest way to Google them. Because I couldn't spell it and it wasn't coming up.
See, I love Google for that. When you know, you cannot spell a word to save your fucking life. And you are trying so desperately hard. You're like, please just understand the shit that I'm saying. And you're like, you're putting I's where Y's go. And it's like taking a guess. And I feel like Google is like a parent, you know, trying to decipher what a child is saying.
Okay, so you know how Word has like an automatic spell checker or whatever?
Yeah.
I have misspelled Word. This has happened to me more than once. Like, more than once, I put in a word and it started asking me a word in a different language. I've gotten French twice and Portuguese once.
See, like,
I
see parents out there with their kids. And, you know, you have the kids back. And, like, the parents are so good at deciphering the dumb bullshit that comes out of their kids' faces.
Oh, my God, right? It's like, wait, they said something?
It's like they said
you understood it?
I'm like, I'm impressed. That's another language. Miss, would you like to be an interpreter at a preschool? You know, it's like, you know, listening to Lassie. Oh, little Timmy fell down the well? Okay, let's go get him. Yeah, go fuck yourself. These kids aren't saying anything important. Nothing of value or sustenance.
Oh my God, I saw this article of a dog who, like, pushes kids into the water so he can rescue them so he can get rewards afterwards.
It's like, my dog's an asshole.
He's a chaotic good boy.
I mean, if you teach him that he gets rewards for saving people, then yeah, of course.
Yes, that's why I said chaotic.
Yeah. Dogs are evil. Like, I feel like dogs are just like, okay, let them trust us implicitly, and now attack. Pit bulls, we're already attacking. Sorry.
Pitties are the goodest of boys.
No, they're child murderers.
They're so cute, and they got big heads.
They're so cute. Their smile as they're ripping a child's face off.
They, like, trip over their paws when they walk. They're so stupid.
Yeah, they want you to think that. They're like, oh. And then, like, they're like, hey, look, I brought a child's face to you.
I miss my Pity. He was a good dog.
I don't trust pit bulls.
You know who I don't trust? Chihuahuas.
But Chihuahuas can't do anything.
Oh, no, like, they're pure evil.
Like, when you can go, like, boom and, like, fucking, you know, hammer down with your fist and kill it, like, I'm not threatened by it.
They are just the embodiment of hate.
In fact, I'm not threatened by any fucking dog whatsoever.
The only time I was ever scared of a dog is because at my first job, we did vet care for, like, the police dogs. And that shit was scary. Like, they would come in and, like, dog would be muscled. Two policemen would be, like, kneeling on the dog, like, trying to, like, soothe their dog. And the dog is, like, doing everything it can to eat my face. And we're just there for a nail trim.
Yeah, it doesn't want...
Like, it was so... And because I was a newbie, I got to trim the dog's nails.
What they should do is they should, like, you know, replace their bone, like, their nails with, like, adamantium nails.
That'd be so fucked up.
Well, like, don't, like, go, like, inside the bone, but, like, put, like, the, you know, like, the...
Like, that's the stuff that, like, the werewolf has, right?
The Wolverine, but yes.
Thank you so much for knowing what I was trying to say.
Yeah, this is, like, me fucking interpreting what the fuck you're trying to say. Oh, those were words. Good job.
Oh, my God. Am I a toddler?
Pretty much. But, you know, like, those, like, those nail covers that you put on, like, you know, dog's paws?
Soft paws.
But, like, have those, but, like, they're, like, adamantium steel. Like, they're sharp, too, because their paws are always out.
Then what's the point of it?
So when they, like, go and attack someone, it, like, pierces them and starts to kill them. Like, put poison on them. I'm like,
dog claws are very good at raking. They honestly don't need that much help on their own.
Yeah, but just give them a little bit more help, and it's like, ah! It's like, I'm going to release my fucking hellhound on you. It's like, okay, don't do that. Don't do that. It's like the Love, Death, and Robots scene where they have, like, the fucking killer bear with, like, metal teeth and shit.
I don't think I've seen that one. I'm not going to lie. I read the synopsis before I watched any of them, so I only watched ones that I liked the synopsis of. Yeah. And quite honestly, my favorite episode is still the Conscious Yogurt.
I don't remember that one.
It's the best. Because they won Ohio.
Let's see. Death. Bear. Love, Death, and Robots. Yeah. That motherfucker.
That thing looks badass as fuck.
Yeah, it is badass as fuck. And just, like, it's like a robot bear, like in bear skin.
That looks amazing.
And it, like, fucks up everybody.
Well, obviously.
And it starts killing. And so, like, they have, like, go and try and kill it. And, yeah, they don't do too well.
Good.
And, like, I think they kill it in the very end, but it, like,
comes back.
It's not a real bear. It's a robot bear.
I don't like it when they kill animals.
It's not a real animal.
It doesn't matter.
I think the bear, like, survives.
I get to feel sad when animals die. It's my prerogative.
No, I don't feel bad at all.
I know you don't.
Like, I see, like, an animal die. I'm like, good. Nature keeps on revolving. Like there is that fucking one police.
Wait, revolving or evolving?
Revolving.
Okay, thank you. I need the clarification. I wasn't sure if I heard the R or not.
There was, like, another movie. I think it was called Hutch.
Like, for dishes?
No, like, it was with a bear, or it was with a dog. Let's see. Police dog movie.
That's going to pull up a lot of things.
I know. Turner and Hooch. Yeah, Turner and Hooch. So he has this fucking dog here, which I don't even know what kind of fucking dog this is.
It's a bulldog.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's a mastiff.
It was a big fucking dog.
Yeah, it's a mastiff.
And if you haven't seen this movie, you know, tough shit. It was made in 1989. It was a good fucking movie about, like, a fucking old police dog or whatever.
Why the fuck is it on a rabies pole?
Because it's a fucking, like, kind of a wild animal.
Oh my god.
And it destroys this dude's house, just fucks them all up, and you know, like it's a he like in the end of the movie falls in love with him. Yeah, you can see like the woman's like, just take that fucking chill.
Oh my god, what the absolute fuck?
It's a crazy fucking dog.
I hate rabies bulls.
Well, I hate rabies, so sometimes it's necessary.
Oh my god.
I love the fact that the dog door is big enough for him to crawl through easily. But in the movie, the fucking dog comes and saves his life at the cost of getting shot. You know, she's like a vet.
Thank God.
Yeah, so she knows what she's doing, and the dog loves her, like, just implicitly. And...
Well, yeah, because she took the fucking rabies pull off his neck.
But the vet also has a dog, and, like, his dog fucks her dog, and, you know, at the end of the movie... They have a baby dog.
Like just one or there's
just
a litter?
One.
Oh.
And it like, you know, destroys his house again.
That's Tom Hanks?
Yes, that's Tom Hanks.
Oh my god.
Cast away all
he
the...
looks so ugly that young.
Yeah, that was a long fucking time ago.
What the fuck? He's ugly as shit. Like, ew.
Are you talking about, like, this fucking...
No, I'm talking about the dude on the picture. Like, he has aged so well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's Tom Hanks. It was such a good fucking movie. And, like, the dog dies at the end.
How can you say it's a good movie and then say the dog dies at the end?
Because there's another dog.
No. That does not make up for it.
They don't even give you enough time to grieve the fact that the dog is dead. Like, the next scene, it's like, oh, there's another dog! That's fucking up all his shit. What are you doing? Yeah. Now, my cat, on the other hand, is adorable. And one day, she will die. Yeah, that's right, Mochi. One day, you're going to die.
You'll die peacefully, I promise.
Yeah, because if any dog comes to attack you, I will fucking, you know, put my finger up its butt and stop it. But we only have one dog in the house that does not attack. Because he is dumb. See, she doesn't like that. See, but it did pull it up. It was like fucking far down the list. Yeah, you know, like the only sad, you know, animal movie was like Marley and Me, which I put on for my brothers.
I've never seen that movie.
I guess it's devastating for people.
I mean, it's not okay when the dog dies. There's literally a website devoted to this.
And
it's important, and they are doing the good Lord's work.
They were bawling, crying so hard. And I'm cackling.
Yeah, it's shitty to lose your dog. It sucks. Like, I'm saying that, like, kind of callously, because the last time I lost a dog was, like, 10 fucking years ago, and I'm not ever getting a dog again because it was so traumatic. Like, losing your dog sucks.
I'm cackling at their cries.
So bad.
And I'm just like, ah!
But it's a good movie, though, if it can bring out that much emotion from the audience.
And I'm just like, yeah, no, like, that's what happens. Your dog will die. It's not my dog either. Like, I've never gotten attached to something in a movie. I don't, does that make me a bad person?
Okay, the only animal I've ever truly become attached to in, like, a movie or TV show was Appa, so.
Who's that?
Oh my god, I hate you.
I don't know who Appa.
I am not giving you no hints whatsoever. I'm so disgusted by what you just said.
All right, let's fucking look it up.
You have no sh. P. No, A P P A. Like, you need a second P.
Okay, A P P A.
It's okay. It's from The Last Airbender.
American Public Power Association.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed in the internet. There, ta-da! That is who I was first ever emotionally invested in.
Yeah, he doesn't die.
Outside of animes.
Does he die?
No, of course not.
Then, yeah, I'm not emotional. I don't care about it. Like, chop him up and turn him into a coat. Who cares?
He would make a very nice coat.
It's a fucking bison that flies. Bison are garbage.
Bison are garbage.
You know, like...
But he has human teeth for some reason.
What did the bison say to his kid when he went to college?
Bison.
No, he said, because he's an animal.
That was a good save, considering I stole the punchline.
And bison don't go to college to learn. They go there to get studied. There's like so many times like I have to like look up to make sure I'm actually recording. Because I'm like, oh, that was good. Am I recording? Because there's definitely been times where I have not. Because this little asshole, little bitch cat right here has stepped on my controls and stopped the recordings.
She knows what she's doing.
She does not know what she's doing.
Oh, no, she does it on purpose, I'm sure.
Fucking retarded.
No, she evil.
She's a dumb, retarded bitch cat.
No, she's one of the smartest cats I've ever met. It's terrifying.
Well, guess what? The fucking door is closed. What are you going to do now, bitch? See, she can't even reach it.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you get into a cat with a fight with other cats, go fuck yourself. I ain't helping.
No, he's in his castle.
That's brilliant. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. So, Skankfest is coming up. You know, kind of a big shout out. And it's going to be the last year Skankfest is in Vegas. And so all their pitchers, like all their, like kind of, you know, announcement photos and shit are all like this. You know, so you can see all their shit. And I only have a few of them. I need to get 52 of them, actually 54 of them, to make it. Deck of playing cards.
That's hilarious.
And so someone just you know, hit me up on Twitter and they're like, we all know what number Sagalos needs to be. And you know, he has an episode on Skanks where his girlfriend said he had a 4-inch dick, and so now every time someone sees him, they all start screaming, 4, 4, 4, you know. So now he's gonna be the 4.
I mean, I feel like 4 inches isn't a bad size for a dick.
It's not. Like, that's why he's a hero. And he just goes with it. But, like, every time I, like, you know, talk to him, you know, someone will start, like, walk up and start screaming 4 at him. I'm like, does that get annoying? It's like, yeah. Yeah, it does.
So someone should scream 16 instead and be original.
No.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
No, like, I make jokes about how white dudes have tiny dicks and black dudes would fucking break me. Like the last fucking show I did.
Why are there stereotypes about dick sizes? Of all things.
Because that's the only thing men care about. That's it. That's all of it. Men don't care about, you know, your personality. You know, men don't care about titty size. They're not like, oh, she has bigger titties than your girlfriend. That's never been a conversation. We don't care.
Well, no, that's because I have the biggest tits.
Yeah, no dude has come up to me and be like, this is my girlfriend and her titties. I'm like, I don't care.
These are fucking H cups. No one has titties bigger than me.
Yeah, they do. There's quite a few people.
In your general circle.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Prove it.
Well, how am I going to prove it?
Pixar didn't happen.
I don't have pics of other women's tits.
I am very pleased to find that.
We don't fucking, you know, share, like, shit like that. Like, I will send my dude friends pictures of my penis, my erect penis, Fasten all them nudes of you. Like,
you can't send nudes of me. I'm your wife.
I definitely can.
Who would you send them to?
Anyone that asks. No. I want to do that. But I'm like, yeah, we don't care about women at all. We don't beg, oh, look at her pussy. She has the best pussy ever.
Pussies are ugly.
But yeah, I just have to like go get everyone's fucking thing and I will fucking make the entire deck. Everyone gets, well, most people will get their own fucking shit. And there is more than, you know, 54 comics performing. And so I just have to like, you know, make everyone's number something that kind of correlates with what they do.
I don't like the number 50.
Well, there's not 50. It's ace through king four times and then two jokers. And I think I'll do like 10 boxes of this, so it's insanely fucking limited.
Who would you make the joker?
One would be Ari Shaffir for sure. You know, he's fucking hilarious, and then I'm just going to have to find somebody else to be the last fucking Joker. And I'm sure I'll find somebody. Someone that likes to play a lot of pranks, someone likes to be kind of a dickhead. You know. A Jew, of course. Because it starts with J.
It would have to be.
And then, yeah, I would just, you know, go through. I might make, like, you know, 25 packs of this. Or 26. There we go. 26 packs of these fucking playing cards. And it's like, boom, only 26 people in this entire festival get a pack, including me. So 25.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'll all be professionally done, very nice, sent out. What? Do you have to pee? Go pee. You know, we're almost done anyway. All right, we're back, and my wife is fucking retarded.
I took in information from my surroundings, and I made an incorrect guess.
She made a wildly incorrect guess.
I did.
She's like doing the potty dance in her chair. I'm like, and then I'm like, you have to go to the potty. I'm like, go potty.
Well, usually you finish the podcast when I leave to pee.
Because I have Courtney to talk to. It's just me and you. What am I supposed to do? Sit here and talk like an idiot to myself?
I don't know what happens when I'm not here when I'm peeing.
We finish up. I do like plugs, but
so put in your plugs.
Oh my God, you're such a fucking nuisance, annoying. All right, follow me Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, all that bullshit, anywhere on the internet, Alex the Truck. I'm everywhere. I am also going to start doing Kick as well. Kick, the new streaming service that gives me more money if I fucking get affiliated. So that'd be cool. You know, follow me over there on Kick. You know, kick me in my dick.
I first thought you were talking about Kickstarter, so I was very confused.
No, don't follow me on Kickstarter because I'm not there. Hi, Goose. But yeah, let's finish out the episode just like this. So, pranks, it all the fucking pens. You know, don't do illegal shit to get yourself in trouble. Don't fuck around and find out. Don't, you know, alter someone's appearance. And if you do a prank and get your ass beat, don't cry about it.
Fuck around and find out.
Fuck around and find out indeed. Because I'm sick and tired of these people out here being like, I'm a victim. It's like, no, motherfucker, you're not a victim. You fucking, like, you went to a bear and fucking slapped it on its ass and expected it not to eat you. Guess what? You got fucking eaten. But, you know, guess
what?
She said. You get to walk away with your life. Because there's some people that do not fuck around and at all. And they'll fucking just stomp your head. I'm blocking his signal. That's why they...
Oh, the satellite? Yeah, he'll shut down.
And number two, drink whatever fucking beer you want. Go to your local brewery. Support them. You know, Budweiser, Bud Light, they don't need your fucking help. Go drink Corona again. It has nothing to do with the fucking disease. They just unfortunately named it that. Corona is not a product of Anheuser-Busch.
Remember when we bought the house and the realtor bought us a six-pack of Corona?
Yeah, it was pretty fucking good. Yeah, I mean, I drink PBR. If I'm going to drink a fucking beer and I just want to have like a light night, I'll have four PBRs. Because they're like $12. It's like $3 for a PBR.
The house wine.
Yeah, no, it's something that I can chug down really quick. Because if I'm at the bar and I don't want to drink water, I want to have something with flavor in it. I don't like, you know, drinking soda. Okay. Your cat's retarded.
It's on purpose.
Yeah, like, I feel like you just took him to the vet clinic and just took out brain cells. You're like, ooh, you have six brain cells. We're going to take out five of those.
Yeah, he only needs one. Nuts to eat.
You just have, like, brain cells in a jar just, like, floating around.
Oh, my God. So I fucked up. Like, one time a chick called and she was worried because, like, her cat hit his head on the door frame as she was shutting it. And she was like, is he going to be okay? And I was like, I forgot who I was. And I forgot I was in a professional setting. I was like, nah, he didn't need the brain cells. And thank God she laughed. I could have been in so much trouble. I wasn't thinking. She like called in because her cat's head got hit. And I'm like, yeah, he doesn't need the brain cells. Like, that's so professional on my part.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even put it in the medical record. I was so embarrassed.
Now her cat's just fucking retarded.
He's retarded and it's my fault.
Yeah, whatever. But thank you all so much for listening. We will be back next week, hopefully with Shawnee Wani back in the building, back in the house. I'm sure we'll fucking just do a shoot the shit episode. And we will be pre-recording for the summer when he has his kiddo. That way we don't have to, you know, record randomly. And so that way back, boom, all my Sundays are free. And I also have a whole bunch of shit going on this summer. A whole fuckload of it. Four Corners Comedy Festival in Durango, Colorado is coming on later this year. More information yet to come. That is, you know, coming though. Just like my dick. And Skankfest. If you're listening to this Monday at 1 p.m. I think Eastern time. So, like, 1 noon, 11 o'clock, you know, Mountain Time, 10 o'clock California time.
I'm impressed you know that because I don't.
It just goes up throughout. I mean,
for some, I don't even know where the time zones are.
I do. And, you know, we're close to like the next time zone over, but not quite. Yeah, fucking go get yourself some Skankfest tickets. Come on out to Vegas. And if you fucking recognize me from the podcast and you see me in Vegas, yeah, I'll buy you a fucking drink. You know, you can be like that guy that's like, yeah, I'm here to collect my free drink from the fucking promo you made like a year ago. Like, fuck, I did make that, didn't I? Shit. Okay, yeah, come on, let's go get you a drink. It's like, I want King Louis. I'm like, dude, come on now. Use that free drink. I'm like, well, okay, let me fucking put a second mortgage on my house, and we'll go do that. Get you a King Louis. I won't do that, just to let you know. Like, it's a reasonable drink. Limit of $20 for the drink.
I think 50 would be reasonable.
50 for a fucking drink? Are you insane?
I don't know. I don't know how much drinks cost once they get expensive.
No.
I just know, like, that top shelfers are expensive.
Yeah, like if you go in and try and get, like, King Louis, it just, you know, gets fucking insanity. Let's see how much a bottle is of King Louis.
King?
kink, Louie? I want to know now. Showing results for King Louie. Let's see. Cognac.
Oh, it's cognac.
Yeah.
That better be damn good cognac.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any?
No, I have never.
It's good.
Of cognac?
Yeah, I like it. Like, I only want it with, like, a really, really rich dessert. I don't like it with, like, anything savory. And I don't like it by itself. But it pairs very well with chocolate.
It's an exquisite blend of up to 1,200 grapes. Yeah, it's only 750 milliliters for $4,200.
It's a sniffer drink. You get it in, like, the giant bowls.
In the giant bowls?
The one where, it fits your entire hand.
Yeah, nah. Go fuck yourself on all that.
They're very fun to drink from, but very limited control, and I've spilled it down my face more than once.
Nah.
It wasn't something expensive like that, but still. I drink like a fucking toddler and eat sippy cups and straws.
Like the most expensive bottle I'll get, maybe $200.
The most I've ever spent was $400.
On a bottle?
Yeah. It was worth it.
For what?
I'm not telling you.
What? Was it a wine?
It was a dessert wine.
From like what? Like the before Jesus Christ time?
No, from like the place, from like the winery that we got our wine from on our honeymoon.
Never.
It was good.
Never in a million years.
It was worth out every single penny. It was the most delicious thing I've ever drank in my entire life.
I fucking walked away from a bottle of fucking Patron because I'm like, $50. It's too expensive. So I went.
Having taste is expensive.
I went down to Jose Cuervo. I lowered my standards. I'm like, tequila is tequila. I do not care. Like, you cannot fucking tell me that this is going to be way better than, you know, just any cognac. Let's see. Let's, you know, go ahead and search Google for cognac. Go to Drizzly, shop cognac. Yes, I am.
This is the kind of stuff I put in my fucking, oh God, Madeira. That's not the right word either. God, I can't remember what the name it is.
Yeah, Hennessy Cognac, $36.
Nah.
I'm sure you cannot tell me that.
No, you get what you pay for when it comes to certain alcohols, and this is one of them.
That fucking Louis is. Yeah, it has it for $3,848.67 versus Hennessy, $36.98. So, yeah, go fuck yourself. And is saying that one is, you know, fucking better than the other.
One is definitely better than the other.
It's not fucking, you know, 8 or 30.
Sangria. I put this in my sangria. There it is.
Yeah, you cannot say that it is worth $3,800 more.
I've never had either, but I do know I'm not going to drink anything that comes from Hennessy.
It's not racist. But thank you all so much. We will be back next week. Maybe we might have like a blind taste test on one of these fucking episodes. I'll get like an expensive bottle of something and a cheap bottle of something to see if like there's an actual fucking difference.
I'm also curious. We should do this.
A noticeable difference. And just be like, is there a fucking difference? Is there something different? You know, or do you just use fucking nicer drums? And it's like, yeah, this is fucking, you know, Kiss by Madonna or something stupid. And it's like, yeah, go fuck yourself. But whatever. Bye.